Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Al Crawford with Networking Squared, and we're doing a special Monday show. We've done this show, this is our eighth year being on the radio and on Blog Talk Radio, which is a beautiful, beautiful forum. And what we're doing today is we're actually talking to Scott Dunham. Scott's somebody I've known for a long time, and he's spearheading one of our newest chapters in Local Business Network. What we're actually doing is we're creating a chapter on the east side. So if you're listening, you know, all over the place, in Michigan, in the Detroit area, we call it the Tri-County area. So it's Wayne, Oakland, Macomb County. In metropolitan Detroit area, everything's divided into east side, west side. That's kind of the way it's always been. And so what we've done is on the west side, we actually have a chapter that just caters strictly to the elderly. So all the different categories, and we'll share some of that as we go further into it. But what we're actually in the process of doing is actually launching a chapter over on the east side of metropolitan Detroit area. And Scott's been gracious enough to step up and to be the one of the founders of this group. And what I wanted to do was, in today's show, is a couple things. One, I wanted to spotlight what he does because I think it's so important to all of us. But at the same time, be able to kind of give an idea for other people that are out there that may belong to a networking group. Maybe you don't, but maybe there's some frustration because of the group that you're networking with. And we really want to kind of explain why we think that the local business network model is a better one, and especially for those specialized categories. So without further ado, we're going to bring Scott on. Scott, how are you today, buddy?
I'm great, Al. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Scott, for people that don't know who you are yet, if you could just kind of give a brief introduction of who you work for and what your current position is with that company.
Okay, sure. I work with the Dignity Memorial Network of Funeral Homes, which is the North America's largest provider of funerals and cremation services. We have over 2,200 locations around the United States and in Canada. And what really matters is locally with the Dignity Network is a series of traditional family-owned operations that have joined this large network under a company called Service Corporation International. Service Corporation International, or SCI, is publicly traded on the stock exchange, and we have built a high-standard, high-quality series of funeral homes around the country and Canada that really are the best in the industry. We're really highly rated by J.D. Power and Associates. We're one of their rare President Award winners. Of only 12 that they've given out in 50 years, we're one of those 12 people, 12 companies. So I'm very proud of what I do. I'm an advanced planning advisor, and I have the best job in the funeral industry. I get to sit with families ahead of time and plan things out. What is the perfect celebration of life for mom and dad, or for you and your wife and your kids, so that when the day comes, that worst day of your life, your kids don't have to do this on their own. They know exactly what to do, and in fact, we can even show you how you can pay for it now so you avoid inflationary costs and take that worry and burden off your family on that day.
All right. So for a lot of people, and over the last, and I guess it depends on age. You know, I guess as we get older, we start realizing our mortality more, and it's the same thing with our, as our family gets older and all those different things that are going in. And
sure.
And so I think that what I wanted to start with as far as questions go is, what is pre-planning? For people who've never come across this, or it's never been something they've really thought a lot about, if you could just kind of elaborate a little bit on what pre-planning is for a funeral.
Okay. For anyone who has had to do this for their mom and dad or another family member, they know what a crushing emotional burden it is to go in on that day after to try to make hundreds of decisions at the last minute without any preparation at all. On top of that, you end up with a bill for thousands and thousands of dollars that is due that week before services are completed. So you can imagine the people who haven't done it, you can imagine how hard that would be on a family on top of the grief and the stunned disbelief of what's going on around you. So what I've done is, as an advanced planner, what I do is I take this out of there, out of that day, and we do it ahead of time. When everyone's here together, hopefully healthy, and able to talk about exactly what you need. So I help guide people through that process of all the working pieces and everything that you don't even know about right now, but I can show you exactly what you need to think about and make decisions on before you face that day.
So I think, Scott, one of the things that, and going through this, and unfortunately in the last several years I've gone through it a bunch of times, and that's why I think it's so critical that people are far better suited to do it, I would say, is the right way, not the way that I was kind of thrown into it.
Sure.
And that is that I think that what you're faced with is that there's going to be some decisions that are going to be made that are financial and some that are made that are emotional. And if you could try to qualify that, because I've gone down both of those roads, and I just want people to have a better understanding of that piece of it.
Exactly. We know there's two types of situations where we lose a loved one. Sometimes it's sudden, and sometimes we know it's coming. We have plenty of warning. In either situation, they have to figure out where the money's going to come from. There's a very large amount. I mean, the average funeral today in America is like $8,900. And that includes simple cremations all the way up to elaborate burial services. I want to make sure people understand I work on the funeral side of things. I coordinate with cemeteries, but I only sell and work with families on the funeral side. But I help people with the whole picture, okay? From a financial standpoint, the first basic benefit is we lock in today's prices. So God willing, we're going to have many, many years to live our life here on earth, but we can lock in the prices today so we don't have to pass that burden onto our kids that as prices keep going up, that funeral down the road is going to get really expensive. You can take that worry right off by locking in today's prices. Now, secondly, you also have the benefit when you plan ahead of paying over time, which you can't do on the day of need, the money's due. So now we can actually set people up on a payment plan so it can be worked into your budget and be taken out automatically if you want. And, it's just something you stop worrying about. And you just know every time you do think about it or you've gone to someone else's funeral, you're saying, thank God I have that done. And so on the emotional side of things, the big benefit is you're just removing that burden from your kids, because no kid, no child of yours wants to plan your funeral. Nobody wants to do that by themselves. They don't want to guess at what would make you happy. They don't want to figure out last minute all the things that are going to make it a beautiful ceremony. But they do want to honor you, and they do want to start that stage of grief where they bring everyone together to share and to remember you. So the emotional side of things is you have a plan to follow. You also have a team of people that know what you want right on that day, and they can go into action for you right then and start the process. Even if you can't remember your middle name and you don't know what's going on around you, you'll have a team of people who care for you and know your plan. And that can happen any time down the road. The longer, the better, God willing.
Yeah, and that is such an important thing. And I guess what I want people to think about is think about the social things you do. Think about bowling or leagues you're in or whatever. How many times do you see that people are taking up a collection to pay for somebody's funeral? What a great way to tribute your loved one. I gotta ask people at bowling to help me pay for it. That's pretty tragic in my eyes, and it's sad. It's sad that that's the reality of what some people are faced with. And I guess what I would say is I sure as heck wouldn't want to do that to my kids. You know, if they had to plan my funeral, I sure wouldn't want them to have to pick up a collection to be able to afford that. So I think that's another part of it is that, you know, not everybody has $10,000 laying around that they can go for a funeral. And I think we truly owe this to our loved ones to explain that. So if you could go into a little bit more about, you know, what the process is to pay for a funeral and that process so that people can have a better understanding of that, Scott.
Sure. With advanced planning, you can pay it in full, and then that money is put into a special insurance account in your name, and it's held until the day it's needed. And then that money goes directly to the funeral home. So the family's worrying about the more important things they have to worry about, their kids, their family, the grief. They can focus on the important things, and the funeral home doesn't worry about the payment. You don't have to worry about the payment, and the money's saved in that account for you until the end. The other thing about paying over time is you have the chance of paying in full in any of 90 days I don't want to get into the details of it, Al. I don't know. The specifics are kind of boring, but you do get way to work with your lifestyle to pay for it. There's plenty of options that are, when on the day of loss, there's no options. So more options or no options, you know?
Yeah, and that's really the way, you know, to me it's the way it should be. And especially, you know, I think about different variables that people are faced with, and that would be like, you know, people live out of state. You know, if I family live out of state, how are they supposed to take care of my funeral here? You know, I mean, so those are considerations that I think we need to look at that are just like, oh, my God, I never even thought about that. And we all have family that live all over the place. And that's one of the cool things about the way you guys are set up.
Yes, that's right.
So one of the,
I know you were just about to say it, but with Dignity Memorial Network and 2,200 locations around the country in Canada, if you decide today and you're young, you're in your 40s or 50s, and you're just putting this aside now, you say, but I don't know where I'm going to be 40 years from now. You could be in Phoenix. You could be in North Carolina. You could be in Florida. You could be in California.
Yep.
We have a location near you that we're going to work with you seamlessly, and they're going to honor whatever you do here in Macomb County. We'll go anywhere in America or Canada the rest of your life. So we'll work with your family to take care of that concern. A couple of times already I worked with some veterans that live here now, but they want to be buried in Chicago or in Greenlee, Kentucky, where we work with our fellow sister location in that area, and it's seamless for the family. So it doesn't matter if you want to have services here or there, or if there's transportation involved. We work out a plan and contingencies to handle any situation for your family so that it's seamless.
That's beautiful. And that's something until I met you, Scott, I'd never heard that before. So I think that really, really sets you guys apart from really anybody else that I've come across. So kudos to your organization for, you know, coming up with that amazing plan for, you know, everybody out there. So I have another. I'm going to go in a little different direction here. So we know that not everybody gets buried. There are a lot of people, and it seems to be more and more, that are actually being cremated. So how do you differentiate that, and how is that set up, you know, with your organization?
There are several reasons, personal reasons, why people choose cremation over traditional burial. Some of it, let's be honest, it's just economics. You know, cremation is a lot less expensive than a full burial on both our end and when you get over to the cemetery. So cremation is becoming more popular. I think in Michigan we're definitely over the 50% mark. More than 50% are getting cremated instead of burial. Another reason, other than economics, is people feel they're being green, if you know what I mean. They're being good to the environment, which is that's viable, and that's a good answer. There's more and more green options all the time, and that's another reason why people choose cremation. Other people think it's because they just want it simple. Remember, pre-planning makes all of it simple for you. So you can go as crazy and wild as you want, and we'll take care of it and make it simple for you. But cremation is just, they feel like, oh, you know, I don't want 2 or 3 days of this and that. I don't want to drag my family through all of this. Cremation's simpler, right? Well, I always say that I don't care. It doesn't matter to me how you want to plan or what you want for the disposition, if you want cremation or burial. What I ask is people, is what the party going to look like? You know, how are you going to celebrate that life? Because this is the one unique opportunity to bring your family together and honor that life, honor what they gave to you all those days of their lives and remember them. Because not only does that make you feel full emotionally and lovingly, it sets you up for your grief process. It's an important part.
Right.
I hear people say, you know, I don't want to have a visitation. I don't want to have this. I said, but think about what your family's going to need to get over your loss, to start that grief process. They don't come for you. They come for the living. They're going to come for your daughters and your children and your grandkids, all the people from work, all the people from school, people from the old neighborhood, people you haven't seen in 20 years are going to show up at your funeral because they want to make sure they know, your kids know that they're loved and cared for.
Right.
So the visitation, or what I call the celebration, is crucial to all of this. And that's what I do, is I help make sure that we have all of those notes, all of those ideas, all of your wishes incorporated into that life celebration.
Scott, so here's something that, again, and I'm going back to when I got involved with my first funeral that I had to plan, and I think that this is a, this, I think it's a big game changer for a lot of people. And one of the things that I had heard a lot, as far as, you know, the difference and stuff, was people that would say, well, why am I going to, if we're having them cremated, why am I going to have a viewing, because I don't want to burn a casket up. I honestly have heard that, and I'm sure you've heard the same thing. Can you explain how when somebody's being cremated, how the process works with the use of a of the casket for cremations?
Sure. A traditional service, I guess I'll call it, where people go and they see the body lying in state, an open casket, that's what we've always seen all of our lives, right, for centuries. That's how it's done. Nowadays, people are a little bit more, you know, imaginative, if you will, and they're doing things differently, and they're being very personalized. For a cremation in that situation, you can choose to have the body present, and what we use is a ceremonial casket or a rental casket. You do not keep the casket. You just use it for the visitation and perhaps the church service the next day, and then it returns, and you'll keep the casket, and only a small portion of it, the inside, goes to the crematory. Okay, so that saves your family some money.
And they're always beautiful.
Yes, there's a huge, beautiful oak or cherry casket that's a $6,000 casket, but you don't have to pay for it. You just borrow it, essentially. But the incorporate inside that casket is the part you need to safely transport you to a crematory. So, again, I don't want to get into gory details for people, but trust me, it's an option you have. Another option we do is a ceremonial memorial where people – not ceremonial memorial. Let me see how I say it. A memorial service where there's no body present. You just have the cremated remains there in beautiful, like, flowers and a beautiful urn, lots of pictures, lots of memories around you, and you still have the celebration. You still have people come to visit, but there's just no body present. And then the third level of cremation is something really simple, like where we just basically handle the logistics for you, and perhaps you have a private service at your home or up at the cottage down the road, or and maybe at Great Lakes National Cemetery if you're a veteran. You can do anything you want. You just don't let any logistics slow you down. Your imagination is the limit. So I help people explore how they want to celebrate a life, and we'll make it happen.
Okay, cool. And so I want to kind of get into, I want to lighten this up a little bit. And
sure.
And I think that we've all seen those different things, you know, where people have done, you know, like, unique things. Maybe they're a sports fan, or maybe they're a Harley fan, or whatever. How do you work with, and that, to me, so here would be the deal, is that, like, I might want to do something kind of goofy, but if it was something where if I'm not planning it, then you have no idea who actually plans it for you if you don't do it yourself. But I just think that if you have a unique personality or you want to have some fun with it and, you know, so kind of lighten the mood, can you kind of talk about how you work with people for those types of things?
Absolutely. I have a really great story. I won't use any names, but a gentleman lost his wife. She was only in her 40s, and she died of cancer. They always planned on going to Key West for their retirement. So when she finally got sick and passed away, she was in the casket. She was in full burial, but she was in a Hawaiian shirt with her glasses up on her forehead. We put a grass skirt around the bier, you know, the stand where the casket was, and all around the room were starfish and fishnets and sand dollars and pelicans and pictures of Key West. We even had a little umbrella and beach chairs in the back with some flip-flops and a bucket of sand in the back corner of
the
room. And
I got goosebumps,
dude. Oh, I'm telling you. And it was a celebration. The people that came to this visit were all bikers in leather.
No?
And these guys were laughing and crying, and they said this was the most beautiful service they'd ever been to. And I'll tell you, the sons and the husband were so grateful. I mean, we were playing Jimmy Buffett music over the speakers. Everything was perfect, and they'll never forget that day. Of course, they'll be sad always, but on top of that sadness, they're going to have a layer of a memory of joy and happiness on top, mixed in with that sadness. It's a weird blend, I know. But it's true that you can take that sad, horrible, miserable day and make it a sad, Joyous Day. That's one example. We also had a veteran who had a perfectly beautiful, immaculate Indian motorcycle. And they pulled up the trailer and they rolled the motorcycle out. We brought it inside and set it right next to the casket. It was all military. There were so many people there, and that beautiful bike was sitting there. I'm telling you, that's the way to make a celebration of a life. People will remember that forever and take that with them and honor your life in their memory, in memory of you.
So I know in some of the things I've seen you post on social media and stuff that you seem to have a big affinity for the vets. So can you kind of elaborate on that a little bit?
Sure. I don't know why, but my dad's a veteran. I never served myself, but I always felt I grew up in the era where I was a teenager during the Vietnam era. And I saw how we treated soldiers when they came back from Vietnam. My Uncle Dave died when he got back of a heroin overdose because of the way he was treated. He was just omitted from society as a soldier. So he literally took his life because of it. So I've seen how veteran soldiers have been treated over the years, and I've been a big history buff. So I've studied our wars, you know, World War II, Civil War, Revolutionary War, and I see what honor soldiers deserve. So in this job, when I found out I had a special veterans program that I could plug into, I was so excited. And to this day, more than half of my work is with veterans and their families. We provide a very special discount for veterans. We also take care of all the honors and the flag and the taps, everything that the soldier has coming to them from the government. We handle all that. I also want to pull a plug in here for the Great Lakes National Cemetery. If any of you out there are veterans, other than dishonorably discharged, which is, you know, 99% of people out there, if you're an honored veteran, you can go to Great Lakes National Cemetery, which we have one right here in Holly, Michigan. It's brand new. That is a free benefit to you and your spouse. Now, in comparison to like a private cemetery, I just did this the other day for folks, compared to like a private cemetery and going to Great Lakes, it saved them $11,000 in price, because all of the cemetery are free to a veteran. And so you still have the funeral costs that the government doesn't help you with that, but we do. We do provide a discount where the government does not. But the benefit that they are, I'm very proud of the government for this. That Great Lakes National Cemetery up there is sacred ground. It's beautiful, and it's all free to veterans and their spouses. And in some cases, to dependent special needs children and handicapped children can also go there with their family.
If somebody's not sure about the eligibility, is there something you can check on it for them?
Absolutely. If you don't have your discharge papers, we order them for you right now. We have a special book we give veterans. It has all of the forms in there, and we'll help you fill them out. We'll send them in. We do everything for you. We especially take good care of our veterans.
And it matters, and here's the deal, is that, and the reason I brought that up, is my stepdad had stolen valor. He lied about his service.
Really?
And, yep. So he had planned his own funeral, and they didn't do their due diligence, and they found out, right before, so they ended up actually delaying his funeral because he had stolen valor. And to me, it was like whoever did the planning, that, you know, 20 years ago, I don't know. To me, they should have checked that then. So, I was glad because I knew he had stolen valor. So I was thrilled to death that they didn't give him the credit. But that's still something that if you served, and my God, you would deserve to be recognized. But it's nice that they can check that for you, so there's never any confusion.
That's too bad, I think, for veterans who don't know about the benefits that they get, that they've already earned. So we put on a series of seminars. It's a tribute dinner. We invite veterans and their spouses or a family member. About once a month or every other month, we have these dinners at local restaurants, and we invite them to come in and watch this great presentation that teaches them about what they get and what they don't get and how we pick up where the government leaves off. And every veteran I've talked to at these seminars said, wow, that was a lot of great information. I didn't have any idea that I could save this much money if I just went to the National Cemetery. And I'm telling you, cemeteries are great. I love cemeteries, and there's some great ones in the area, but nothing holds a candle to the National Cemetery. If you've ever driven out exit 108 up I-75 near Holly, take a detour. It's 5 miles off of I-75. Take some time and go see this place. It is unbelievable. It's just like a little Arlington It's majestic. It's on this beautiful lake. There's already over 36,000 burials there, and there's tons of room for more veterans to come.
So Scott, we're kind of running short on time, so I want to scooch out a little bit.
Sure.
So if people want to learn more about your services, and I guess, you know, because we have the Local Business Network fan page for the chapter, I think it would be nice if you could even maybe put those events on that page. So if you guys are on, if our author, listeners are on Facebook, you can check out the senior services, LBN Senior Services, Macomb County, and we'll have more information on that. But otherwise, Scott, if somebody's not on Facebook, what's the best way for them to reach out to you and your contact information?
People can call me on my cell phone or text me at 313-418-5177. That's my personal number. So call me anytime, text me, and we can set up an appointment. Give yourselves an hour and a half of good going back and forth to find out what you really, really want. All of my time, folks, is free. I do not charge for my time. So please take the time to get with your family. Call me up. Let's sit down, and we'll go over all the things that you think you know and things you don't know about planning a celebration that will last the rest of your family's life.
I go back to my first funeral
email?
I planned. Yeah, please. I'm sorry, I didn't realize you hadn't given it. Please.
Okay, my email is a little longer here, folks, but it's Scott, S-C-O-T-T, dot Dunham, D-U-N-H-A-M, at dignitymemorial.com. No spaces, no hyphens, just Scott.Dunham at dignitymemorial.com.
Right. Awesome. Yeah, I go back to the first funeral I had to do by myself, and it was actually for my somebody that I didn't even really know. But because everybody, it was all minors, I was the only adult really in the situation, and I had to pick the funeral song for somebody I didn't know who they were, and I just thought that was kind of sad. I was like, that to me, it was just, I'm hearing the song being played, and everybody's looking around going, he wouldn't like that song, and I'm like, how am I supposed to know? You know, you can't put that on other people, so I think it's important.
Yeah.
So, Scott, thank you so
more
much for that. I did want to
realizing. I'm just sorry. I'm just going to say more and more people are realizing that this is an option. We've been ingrained for centuries that you only have to do it one way, but I'm telling you, this is a much better way, and you should talk to me and explore the possibilities for your family.
Absolutely. So thanks for that. And just for our audience, what I wanted to do is just spend a couple of minutes talking about the senior support chapters. Business Network has 40 chapters in Southeast Michigan, and what we're doing is we're really focusing on the east side on businesses that cater to the elderly, and so if that's something that you have a niche for, you're going to find that typically in your chamber group or your other groups, you're not surrounded by a lot of people like that, and if you may be in a senior group, is the focus truly on helping each other grow, and ours is, and we've had amazing success. I want to give you just a couple of examples. These are the categories that we have in our West Side Senior Chapter. So if somebody's listening, these are the businesses we're talking about. An audiologist, cleanout specialist, estate planning, traumatic brain injury rehab, knee pain specialist, skilled nursing and non-skilled nursing, reverse mortgages. That's another great way. A senior certified realtor, that's critical to have that category because dealing with the seniors is totally different. A memory care, a senior placement advisor. Those are just a handful of the categories. We identified about 150 that fit into it. And what I would do is, as I would say that, check it out. Our next meeting is actually tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Scott, we have about a minute left. If you could just share where our meeting is tomorrow for people who may be interested.
Well, this is a great chance for people to go to a funeral home with nothing invested in it. Just come and enjoy this meeting at Call Funeral Home. That's K-A-U-L, Call. We're going to be in Roseville, and we're on Gratiot Avenue, one half block south of Martin Road. So come to Call Funeral Home in Roseville tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, and see what working in LBN is all about. It's really been great for me. I love this group. Thanks, Al.
It's a beautiful location, and you just come right in the back doors, and there's a banquet facility that we were actually meeting at. It's a great location. So, Scott, thank you so much, and for our audience, thanks for tuning into our Bridge show today. As always, God bless America. Take care, everybody. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
God bless.